December 3rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, persevere in making this Christmas a holy and blessed Christmas. It should be a Christmas centered on personal holiness, not the material aspect of a commercial holiday. Spiritually place yourselves next to the manger, kneeling with the animals, a gaze at the tiny infant so peacefully asleep on the hay. Draw your hearts away from all worldly concerns, even yourself, and focus on peace to men of goodwill. Those who make such an effort will be given a special Christmas angel to help them past all the material aspects of the holiday. Each soul should name this angel himself and call upon him when he is tempted towards loving the commercial side of this holiday season." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 11. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked when you lived in them, but now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his practices and have put on the new man, who is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his Creator. Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.